This shiur is dedicated to L'iluy Nishmoso of Chaim Yisocha ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, our dear and unforgettable friend Chaim Feigenbaum, should be a Meretz Yosha for his wonderful family. This week is Parsha Shmini, and the topic we will be discussing today is Simone HaTahara. Which animals are permitted for consumption? In this week's parsha, we have the Simone HaTahara of animals and fish. Regarding fish, we know that the Simone HaTahara fish are snappy vekeskeses, scales and fins. Regarding animals, behemes v'chayis, it is malagero and mafrise parso, splitted hooves, chewing the cud. In halacha, there is a chiluk, a difference, a differentiation between behemoth and chayis. Chelev behema is prohibited. The chelev of a chaya is permissible. Behemoths are the domesticated animals like oxen, sheep, and goats. Chayis would be the deers, buffaloes, and other wild animals that are kosher. And then we have the third category, besides the fish and the animals, the birds. Regarding birds, there are no simone tahara. There is a list of oifis tameim. Any bird that is not included in the list in this week's parasha of oifis tameim is permissible for consumption. Because regarding birds, we don't have any simonim, birds could be eaten only by mesoidus, only by tradition. So these are the concepts we will be dealing with in short, in brief, in this week's shiur. Starting off with a basic concept of bedikas simonim. Zois achayo asher toichlu mekol abahim asher oretz kol mafreses proso shesa shesa malas geiru bebehema oiso toichelu. The Rambam in his list of Taryag mitzvahs, the Sefer mitzvahs, includes the mitzvahs asay of bedikas simonim. Mitzvahs asay kuf mem tes and Sefer mitzvahs. The Rambam starts off his lengthy definition. כשציוונו לבדוק בסימון הבהמה וחיה, והוא שיהיו מלגרה ושסע שסע, ואז יהיו מותרים לאוכלן. והיותנו מצווים לבדוק אותם באלו הסימונים, היא מצווה ססי. The Ravid rejects the Rambam's opinion, and according to the Ravid, the list of Taryag does not include בדיקה סימונים. And to quote the Ravid's formulation, כל לבדוק אין להם טעם, according to the Rambam, there is no mitzvah to say, no positive precept of bedikas simonim. It is only a lava bo machlal asay. Those animals that don't have simone tahara, their consumption is prohibited. So that is not a mitzvah to say, and it should not be included in the taryag. The Kesef Mishnah, on the spot, understands that the machloikis Rambam and Ravid is such. According to the Ravid, one is not mechuyev to be bedik simonim only if he wants to eat the meat of these various animals. What we define as a mitzvah kiyumis, mitzvot kiyumiyot are not included in the taryag. So the Kesef Mishnah understands that the Rambam, Ravid goes lishitosoi in mitzvah sasei kuf mem vav. The Rambam includes mitzvah shchita in the taryag, and that Ravid has his same reservation regarding Shchit. Because Shchit and Bedikas Simonim have something in common. Both mitzvahs are not incumbent upon us only if we wish to eat meat. As long as you aren't interested in eating meat, you don't need to be Shochet, and you don't need to be Bedik Simonim. And therefore, both these mitzvahs should not be included in the minyan of Taryag. According to the Rambam, mitzvot kiyumiyot, nevertheless, they are included in the Taryag. I myself, Talmud Adan Lefnei Rabbi Yisrael Bekarka think that that's not the Kavan of the Ravid, because if that is the opinion of the Ravid, he should be Choyrek on the Rambam in many more mitzvahs. For instance, Erusin VeGerushin. The Rambam includes both mitzvahs in the minyan of Tariag, and the Ravid has no comment, does not comment. Gerushin is definitely not a precept, a mitzvah, which is incumbent upon us. Many good Jews weren't mekayim the mitzvah of a kosev l'sefer krisas v'shulchan mebeisoy. We know some tzaddikim, great tzaddikim, that weren't mekayim this mitzvah. So obviously, it's not a mitzvah that we are mechuyev only in very certain and specific and limited circumstances. So why would the Ravid agree to include this mitzvah b'minyan hatariag? It definitely is no different than b'dikas amon ha-moshchita. The same question refers to erusin, because by basic definition, mitzvah erusin is upon us only if we wish to have a relationship with a woman. The proper way to have a kesher of issues is al yedei mitzvah erusin, but as long as you don't have a relationship with a woman, you're not mechuyev in mitzvah kedushin. You have the mitzvah of priyurviyah. But erusin likesha atzma, it is very clear in the Rambam, is only a mitzvah if one wishes to have a wife. The way to take a wife is al yedei erusin. That is also clear in the first halacha of the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. So the Rambam includes erusin vegerushin b'minyan atariag, and the Ravid has no comment. So obviously the Ravid agrees to the Rambam that even a mitzvah which is chal upon us only when we wish to partake and engage in a ma'aseh shel reshus still would be included in the minyan of tariag. Therefore, in my understanding, the reservation of the Ravid is based on a different assumption and a different svara. The Ravid feels that shechita and bedikas samon and bechlal are not a mitzvah sase, but rather a matir. Vehem ba'im lahatir achilat basar. And that is the opinion of the Ritzbo, brought in Tosfos and Shavuos Daf Chof Daled, that Shechita Bechlal is not a mitzvah saseh. It is a din. And we differentiate between dinim and mitzvahs. Shechita is matir bosa medayis and avelev yisarei v'menachai. It's not a mitzvah at all. And the same refers, according to the Ravid, to Bedikas HaSimonim. That is the way I would understand the Ravid. Some of you might ask, well, if Shechita is not a mitzvah at all, how do we say Berachas HaMitzvah, Shekedishonu b'mitzvah Yisivitzivonu ala Shechita? Maybe according to the Ravid, we should not say Berachas HaShechita. No, everybody agrees that there's a brocha on Shechita. But the Taz maintains, Yoredei Siman Aleph Sifkot Yud Zayin, that Berachas HaShechita is not Berachas HaMitzvah, but rather Berachas HaShevach. Would that be strange? We say Asher Kedushonu b'mitzvah Yisivitzivonu, and it's not Berachas HaMitzvah. It is a Chiddush. But we find a similar Chiddush in the Rishonim, the Rosh Shabbos Kuf Lamed Zayin, regarding Berachas Hu'av b'milas HaBen. The formulation of this brocha is similar to Berachas HaMitzvah, Asher Kedushonu b'mitzvah Yisivitzivonu, Rachnisa Lebrisa Shel Avraham Avinu. However, according to the Rosh, it's not Berachas HaMitzvah, it's Berachas HaShevach. So it should be no wonder if we find a similar phenomenon regarding Berachas HaShechita. That is the opinion of the Taz. So let's get back to the basic point. Why does the Ravid reject the Rambam, and the Ravid feels that Shechita and Bedikas Amonim should not be included in Tariag? Not because it's a mitzvah kiyumis, but rather because, according to the Ravid, these two are dinim. Matir, not mitzvah. They come to annul the Yisurim and to save us from the Isan Avela, Eve Menachai regarding Shechita, and Minim Hatameim, an impure species whose consumption is prohibited. And Bedikas Amonim just comes to ensure that we have the proper species that are pure and their consumption is permissible. So it's only a matya and not a mitzvah. Coming back to the shitta of the Rambam has a very lengthy definition, description, presentation of the mitzvah bedikas amon and mitzvah sasei kuf memtes. And toich kedei advarim, the Rambam writes that it's a lav abo mechlal asei. Is it a mitzvah sasei or a lav abo mechlal asei? As I wrote At length, in Minchas Shavuot in Yud Beis, my feeling is that the proper definition of the mitzvah bedikas amonim, according to the Rambam, is not livdok simonim, but rather linhog lefi simanei hatohara. It is not that we have a mitzvah before eating meat to check the simonim. We don't do that. We go to the store, we buy meat with a hechsher. So if there's a mitzvah to be boidik simonim before you eat meat, we are mavatalis mitzvah. So one might argue somebody else did it for you. Well, I don't think that's correct. First of all, he wasn't our shaliach. We didn't ask him to. Secondly, he didn't. Nobody did. The mashgiach doesn't have to check every animal before the shechita whether it's maligeta v'shesa shesa. We know which species have those simonim and which don't. So you don't have to be a genius or a zoologist to differentiate between a cow and a tiger, or between a sheep or the wolf, the garazevim kevis. We know that sheep, goats, oxen are kosher behemis. So we actually don't do bedikas simonim. If it's a mitzvah say livdek simonim, we don't perform that mitzvah. I also think from the formulation of the Rambam, the mitzvah is not bedikas simonim, but lenhog lefi simanei tohara. And we find in different sources that according to the Rambam, sometimes the din is defined as a mitzvah. The most striking example is the mitzvah of Mekach u'Memkar, Sefer Chinuch Shin Lamed Vav, also in the Rambam. There is no mitzvah to do kinyonim, but the mitzvah is, in commerce, in our business dealings, Lenhog Lefi Dinei HaKinyanim. According to the Rambam, that is defined as a mitzvah in the list of Taryag Mitzvah Shebetoyra. I think that would be the proper definition of bedikas simonim. Lenhog lefi simanei Torah. Letaher et aminim sheyesh lehem simanei Torah. Letameh et simanim she'ein lehem simanei hatahara. That is the mitzvah. Lenhog lefi dinei simonim. And therefore, there is no chiyuv to actually check the simonim. We are makayim the mitzvah by consuming only kosher species, rejecting, keeping away from non-kosher species, and defining what is kosher and what is not kosher in accordance to Simone HaTahara Shebetoyra. That is the mitzvah to say, in my opinion. And this has halachic ramifications. There's a very big chiddush of the Rivash. The Rivash lived 500 years ago, as we all know, one of the major halachic authorities, and the Ravash is Mechadash and Simen Kuf Tzadik Beis. That regarding Simone HaTahara, there is no din of roiv. We don't go bosel roiv, because we have a mitzvah livdok, and when you have a mitzvah to examine, to determine, to check, then you can't rely on rov, because rov is not a bedika. That is the Ravash Kuf Tzadik Beis. However, Tosfos is very clear, negates this opinion. Chulin Samach Gimel Amud Beis, it is clear in Tosfos that we rely on Roy Vachre Rabbam Lahatas even regarding Simone Tahara Minim Tumayim V'Hatoyrim. I think the Rivash is a reasonable argument. If we define the mitzvah to examine, to check, to define, so roiv is not bedika. If the proper definition is in accordance to the way we explain the Rambam, linhog lefi simanei tohara, then you definitely could rely on roiv. If according to the majority, this species has the proper categories, the proper simonim, then that is the mitzvah to say. So I think the machloikis between the Rivash and Tosfos is dependent on how do we define the mitzvah bedikas hasimonim. Another interesting comment, the Tur Simonaitas Niyodeh, this simon deals with Simonei Tahara Shel Chayot VeBehemot. So the Tur starts off, Ksiv V'lahavdel Ben HaBehema Tomei LeTohoro, Perish Asura L'Achila V'Lemutaret, U'Bama Yevdilu Beneihem B'Simaneihem. And the Besesiv wonders, why would the Tur give this introduction? It probably would be more fitting for the Rambam, or other Rishonim that deal with Tamei HaMitzvahs. But the Tur is Aloha P'suke. So this introduction, why does it have to do with Aloha P'suke? That is what the Beis Yosef comments. So once again, I would say that the opinion of the Tur is, like the Rivash, there is an actual mitzvah of Bedike. And therefore, that is the introduction of the Tur. Ksiv b'toyle l'havdil. How do we perform this mitzvah? By checking the simonim. The Beis Yosef obviously felt that the proper Hagdorah is the way we explain the Rambam, and therefore the Beis Yosef wonders, this introduction is not halacha, psuk. So first of all, we dealt with the basic definition of this mitzvah. What is the mitzvah of Simonei Tahara, Simonei Tumah, regarding Oifis, tradition, Mesoyos? And what is the basis of the argumentation between Rambam and Ravid, whether this mitzvah is included b'minyan HaTaryag or not? About 10 or 12 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, there was a big controversy regarding the Zebu. The Zebu is a South American ox. It has somewhat of a hump on its shoulders, which is very conspicuous, very obvious. And meat was imported from South America. South American countries are the biggest exporters, I think, of beef in the world. And some Gedolim argued that the Zebu should not be consumed. At the time, Moron HaRav Eliashiv gave his opinion that we should not eat the meat of the Zebu. I wrote my opinion, which was publicized in Minchas Shel Chumash VaYikra, Simen Yud Gimel. And I just want to briefly discuss the basis of this question, what is involved. Three different sugyas. Obviously, the Zebu, like any other species of oxen, is Malagera and Mafris Parso. Do we need a Mesoidus regarding behemoths, regarding animals similar to Oifus? Question number one. Question number two, is this defined as a different species to necessitate Mesoira, or we say a cow is a cow, an ox is an ox, whether it has a hump or doesn't have a hump? Question number three, does this specific species have a Mesoira or not? So let's just deal briefly with the three different questions. Yordei Simen Pei is the Simonei Tahara of animals of behemoths and chayes. Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch writes, Chaya tohera chel b'mutar v'dama usa v'ton kisui. As I mentioned before, the chelev of behemoths is prohibited, the chelev of chayes is permissible. What are the simonim of chayes tohoras? Chachomim natnu simanim mepi ha-shmua b'karnoteya. Horns. Im hem mefutzalot, v'day chaya tohoru hi. Im einan mefutzalot, צריך שיהיו בהם שלושה סימנים, כרוכות, הדורות, חרוקות. In English, we differentiate between antlers and horns. Many animals of the deer and antelope family have horns. Many have antlers. Most of the deers have antlers. Deers, elk, moose have pronged horns, which are antlers. Most of the antelopes, African and Asian antelopes, don't have canine mefutzalot. Those are defined as horns. antlers are shed every year. Horns are usually there to stay. So according to halacha, any animal with antlers is tohoyo, is pure, is permitted for consumption. The ones with horns, only some of them. The Shach writes, quoting the Loshon of the Shach Sifkot Nalef, לפי שאין לנו עתו אלא מה שקיבלנו במסוירו, וכדלקה מסימן פי בייס גבי סימון הרויף, קיצרתי. The Shach says, I don't want to go into a discussion, how do we define חרוקויס, other simonim of קרניים, because anyway, we just eat לפי מסוירו, which is a surprise. בהמס וחייס, we don't need מסוירס. We have simonim, מלגירה, מפרס פרסו. So the אחרוינים, I have two different interpretations of the Shach. The Prima Godim writes, we just need the Messer to differentiate between Chayas and Behemoth, because Mafres Parsho and Malagero, those are similar by Behemoth and Chayah. So how do we know which is the Behemoth Shechel Ba'osur and which is the Chayah Shechel Ba'mutar? And that we need Messeres. So according to the Shach, Messeres is only needed regarding chaylev, but the meat of the other parts of the animal, we don't need mesoris. Malagero, mafres, parso. The Chochmas Adam, Semen Lamed Vav, has a different understanding. Ein ono oichlen ela ma shekibalnu b'mesoris ma'vaseinu k'delka mesivo, v'im ken osalon olechon manachayis rak atzvi shenikar lanu. The Orcha Shulchan, Chazoy Nish, Yodei Semin Yud Aleph, accept the interpretation of the Chochmas Adam. Even though I think the Prima Godim seems to be far more reasonable, because if the Torah gives us Simonim, then obviously we don't need Messiahs. This was the question regarding the Zebu. So Rav Eliyashiv Paskin, according to the Chochmas Adam, not in accordance to the Prima Godim. When this question was clarified with Rav Eliyashiv, he said that his psak was specifically to the big Litvishet Sibyl that were mekabel the psakim of the Chochmas Adam. However, traditionally, Jews from Poland, Galicia, Hungary, other countries, usually accepted the psakim of the Prima Godim. And Prima Godim is definitely a reliable source. But the question of the Zebu touches two different topics as well. How do we define a species or a subspecies? There are many different types of cows. Some of you might be familiar. Besides the Zebu, in the Americas, there are about 10 different species. Each of them with different characteristics. But all are oxen, belonging to basically the same family. So you don't need mesoides for each and every type. Even birds, there are many different types of chickens, or ducks, or geese. There's the Canadian goose, other geese, the European geese. But all are geese. So how do we define what is a different species necessitating Messeres? That is a big question. Regarding the Zebu, my opinion would be very clear. A cow is a cow, and an ox is an ox. The fact that it has a hump on its shoulders does not mean it's a different species. 50 years ago, there was discussion about the Zebu between the Chazon Ish and Hagon Rav Herzog, who was the chief rabbi of the state of Israel. And the Tshuvos are found in Hechel Yitzchok, the responsa of Rav Herzog. What is clear to me from those letters that the Chazon Ish did not voice an opinion whether the Zebu is a species in itself that necessitates Messiah according to the Chochmas Adam. And in both letters printed of the Chazon Ish says, If we assume and accept the assumption that it's a new species, then I think we should paskin in accordance to the Chochmas Sodom that we need Mesoides, even though we're dealing with animals, not with birds. But the Chazon Ish did not clarify his opinion. Is it a new species, a different type of animal which necessitates Mesoides or not? And I think regarding this question, the Svora is that the Zabu is not a species in itself, but rather a subspecies, a cow, an ox, and therefore no Mesoides would be needed even according to the Chochmas Sodom. Question number three is, how do we define Mesoides? So in South America, the Zabu was consumed many, many years, probably going back generations. Semesamach Beis, Siv Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch writes, if the Mesoides is in one country to eat certain species, another country not to, then the Mesoides in one place would not be valid in another country in which people did not eat that species. However, it is very clear to me that the Arizona of the animal is common in both countries, and there's a stila between the Mesoides of one country and the other. But when an animal's natural habitat is in one country and it is only imported to another country, then the Mesoides regarding the place of origin definitely would be valid to any other country, any other space. And therefore, in Israel, we don't raise cows. Well, there are cows in Israel, but it definitely is not a central place where cows are raised. And the Zebu originates from South America. And if it was eaten all along in South America, then the Mesoides definitely would be valid in other countries as well. And that is why my opinion was that the Zebu should be considered a kosher animal. In the contras that we have this week, we publicized an additional shuv I wrote not long ago, just a few months ago, regarding a certain type of chicken, rooster, Tanagol Meshi. This is a bird which is produced, sold, not for consumption, but rather as a pet. It is considerably different in appearance and looks than the common chicken whose meat we eat, whose eggs we consume. The skin of the Tanagol Meshi is a deep purple, almost black. Its feathers are different, somewhat furry, a pluma. I don't know how to say that in English. Pluma, velo notzot. It is smaller. It has five fingers on its legs instead of four. So, in many ways, it's different than the common chicken. What was the shaila presented to me? Not whether it could be eaten, because nobody eats the Tanagol Meshi, the silk rooster. But it does lay eggs, like any other chicken, any other hen. And the question is whether the eggs could be eaten. Yoytze min ha'tomei tomei, yoytze min ha'torei tohor. And writing at length how we define Mesoides, because regarding birds, only Mesoides is what is the basic rule. I do think that the silk rooster or hen or chicken or whatever it is a different species, because in many ways it has a totally different appearance than the common chicken, the common rooster that we consume, and therefore we should consider it a non-kosher animal. Another very interesting discussion, which spanned about 200 or 250 years of Gedolei Yisrael, is the Stinkus Marinus. The Tosfos Yom Tov more than 400 years ago, Madani Yom Tov al Arosh Masechet Chulin Perek Gimel Simen Samach Zayin Ot Hey. Dealing with the Gemara, Chulin Samach Vav, the Gemara says, Kol sheyesh lo kaskasim, yesh lo snapio. Every fish that has scales also has flippers. So why does the Torah need to say snap evi kaskasis? It would be enough to check whether the fish has scales. Lahagdil Torah ulahadira. So Chazal assumed that any fish that has scales is permissible, and we don't even have to check whether it has fins or flippers. I think fins would be the proper English definition. So why does the Torah necessitate snap of his kezes, fills and scales? So the Tosis Yom Tov in his Sefer Medani Yom Tov comments that the doctor, Rabbi Aharon Aroifa, brought an animal of form, and he said the name of this creature is Stinkus Marinus, that's the Latin name, and I saw that it has scales, but it has no fins. It just has small legs, and that obviously contradicts what Chazal assumed, called Yeshlo Paskeses, Yeshlo Snapir. Now, Aaron Harofe, the doctor Aaron, said that this animal is venomous, it's dangerous, and it's hazardous to our health. We cannot consume its flesh. So the Tosis Yom Tov wonders, on one hand, we could argue that the little feet, the little legs it has, are considered like fins, and it would be a chaya tohoro or a dag tohoro. But then we would wonder, how could a poisonous fish be permissible? The animals and the birds that are permissible are all healthy and not dangerous to our health. And if feet are feet and not fins, and it's a non-kosher fish, how come it has kaskeset, which contradicts Chazal? So the Medani Yom Tov suggests one of two explanations. Number one, maybe this is an animal which is not a basic species, but rather a hybrid, which was born out of two different species. And in that case, the rules that Chazal set wouldn't apply. There is no natural species created b'sheishes himei b'reishes that has kaskasim and it doesn't have a snapio. But this is a hachla, interbreeding between two different animals. Suggestion number two, it's not a fish. And the Simona of Snapa Kaskesis only refer to fish. This is sheretz amayim, it's an animal, it's a water animal, sea creature, but not a fish. Those are the two suggestions brought up by the Tosis Yom Tov. The Pri Chodesh rejects them both in Simen Pei Gimel. Regarding the first approach, it's a hybrid, the Pri Chodesh says, but if Chazal say there is no need to say snapia, because kol sheyesh lo kaskasis snapia, if we assume that by interbreeding we could produce a fish that has kaskasim and it doesn't have snapia, that is why the Torah has to give the semen of snapia as well. So obviously it's clear from Chazal that it's impossible, it cannot be a fish that has kaskasim and it doesn't have snapia, which seems to be a powerful argument. Regarding suggestion number two, the Pri Chodesh argues, the Torah does not differentiate between fish and other sea creatures. So, from the lashon of the posuk, he seems to be right. Because regarding fish or sea creatures, the Torah says, et ze tochlu mekol asher b'mayim, kol asher yesh lo snapa v'keskeses b'yamim, במים בימים בנכון המויסם תחילו, וכל אשר אינו סנאפה וקסקסס בימים בנכון מכל שרץ המים ומכל נפש החיו אשר במים שקצים לכם. מכל שרץ המים, מכל נפש החיו במים שקצים לכם. However, the Rambam makes it clear that the simona of סנאפה וקסקסס only refer to fish and not to chayas hayam. הלכות מחלות אסורות, פרק בייז, הלכות תזבב. So the pre-chodesh is choylik on the Medani Yamtiv, and he suggests either we should assume that it has fins, but the fins are shed the moment this fish is taken out of water, which is a guess, but as we know, that is not the metzius. That is not the metzius. The Ocher Shulchan, the Tvuah Shor, come up with different arguments. What is especially noteworthy is the Plesi. Plesi Sif Goten Gimel, Simen Pei Gimel says that Chazal dealt with the majority of fish and sea animals. Most of them have kaskasim and snapio. But maybe there are some species which are uncommon that have kaskasim, they don't have snapio. This is a surprising argument, meaning that Chazal were not definitive. Or Chazal meant to say, most of the animals that have kaskasim have snapio. Well, one might argue, so why does the Gemara say that there was no need to give the siman of snapio? Because of the minority of animals that might have kaskasim and not snapio, that is why the Torah necessitates snapio as well. The Yeshuas Yankov supports the Plesi's approach, which I find very, very unreasonable. So let's just summarize the different approaches. Five different approaches. Maybe the feet would be considered fins and it's a kosher animal. Maybe it's an unkosher animal, but it doesn't contradict Chazal because it's a hybrid, the Madani Yamtiv. Maybe the klolim, the rules of snapa v'kaskesa simona tahara refer only to fish and not to sea creatures, which is a matter of discussion, as I explained before. Maybe it has fins that are shed when it is captured, which once again, some of the Gedolim brought up that assumption, but the Metzius proves differently. I think the Chassam Sofer had it right, and Chedush Chassam Sofer and Chulin Daf Samach Vav, the Chassam Sofer writes that he spoke with a zoologist or a biologist, a mumche, and it was also pointed out that the Chassam Sofer in zoology literature, which was presented to him, that this Stinkus marinus is actually a lizard, and it is not a water lizard, but actually a land animal which lives on the river banks, and it hunts and feeds in the river, but it is not Sheretz HaMayim nor a fish. And there are many, many lizards and snakes that have scales. Actually, the vast majority. And they don't have fins because they're not sea creatures, not water animals, but rather land animals. We know today that this species is popularly, its popular name is the sandfish. In Hebrew, dag hachol. In Latin, it's the Stinkus stinkus. It is called a fish because it actually swims under the surface of the sand on Chof HaYam. It swims in the sand like a fish, but it doesn't live in the ocean. It's a lizard and not a fish. So there's some Sofer. Quite interestingly, more than once or twice, bases Talmudic conclusions, interpretations, on scientific data that was available in his time, quoting scientific literature or scientific opinions presented him to him by professionals, as he does in this case in Chedush Chasam Sofer, Chulin Daf Samech Vav, which is very interesting. So we dealt today with the halacha of Bedikas HaSimonim, and part of our discussion was regarding animals, the Zebu, part of it regarding birds, the Tanagol Meshi, part of our discussion regarding fish or sea creatures, the sandfish. Basically, we're dealing with Macholas Asurois and Macholas Tahurois. In Yomad Aflametes, the Gemara says, regarding the end of today's parsha, Al tikrei v'netmeisem elo v'netamtem. Avere mitamtemes liboy sholada. So towards the end of the parsha, when the pasuk says, "Al tishaktzus nafshusaychem b'chol asheretz asheretz v'lo tetamu behem v'netmeisem bam." V'netmeisem is written without an aleph, and Chazal say, "Al tikre v'netmeisem ela v'netamtem avera mitamtemet libo shel adam yumed aflametes." And maybe that is the reason that the poiskim are more machmer b'macholas asuras than any other negative precept, any other issur shebetorah. Not only regarding chometz bePesach, in which we find very extreme chumras, but generally regarding machalot asurot. Because besides the issur, macholas asuras have a tremendously negative effect on a person's nefesh, on his mind, on his neshama. It's not only a matter of chassidus, even halacha, and Siman Pei Aleph and Yoredei Siv Zayin, that Amor brings, that a Jewish baby should not be nursed by a non-Jewish woman, even though her milk is permissible, there's no issa, but it might have a negative effect on the baby. The Shach goes on, Sifkot Nchofei. And if a Yoledes, a Minekes, needs to eat Macholas Asuris, she shouldn't nurse her baby. Her baby should be given to another woman to be nursed, even though, once again, her milk is permissible. But if she needs to eat Macholas Asuris, it might have a negative effect on her milk, on the baby that nurses from her milk, which seems to be a tremendous extreme. That is the Shach. The basic source, understandably, is Moshe Rabbeinu. He was taken from woman to another, and he didn't nurse, and he didn't consume their milk until they assumed Miyaldehu Ivrimhu. Pesha osed ledaber mashchina. Chazal say, therefore, he wouldn't consume milk from a non-Jewish minekes, and this becomes part of halacha. In Siman Pei Aleph, Yoredeya Siv Zayin, and Shach Siv Kotten Chof Hei. The Shach explains, even though the mother needs to consume Macholas Asuris Lefakeach Nafshah, because it's Pikuach Nefesh, it still might have a negative effect on the baby, which is a big chiddush. The Or Zeruah, one of the great Rishonim, Hilchas Yoledes, Siman Kuvov, writes that regarding Macholas Asuris, person is entitled even to put his life in jeopardy in order not to eat Macholas Asuris. Ein aloha kamoisoi, but it is shocking that there is such an opinion in the Rishonim. And maybe that is the explanation of Tosis in Gittin Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, when the Gemara says, Behemtan shel tzadikim, mein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi tekol al yodam. And Tosis asks from many different sources in Shas, Rabbi Yishmol Koro v'hita'at aner. Tosis says, this basic statement is only relevant regarding Macholas Asuris. Why would Macholas Asuris be different than any other prohibition? So, I think the explanation would be because this special Shmira Min HaShemayim, is not because of the prohibition, but rather because of Timtum Alev. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the tzaddikim, the gedolim, the chassidim to have a lev tohor, and therefore ein Kodesh Baruch Hu mevi takala al yadam. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Amud Beis brings from the Medrash chalav mitame v'chalav mitaher. Interesting. Tosfos brings a story. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was a little baby and he was circumcised, and it was Sha'as HaGzeira. It was told to the authorities that in that Jewish home, a Jewish baby was circumcised, and that was a grave transgression of the law. And the police came to check. Before the police arrived, obviously from the window, they were seen outside. So she went to her neighbor, who was a friend, and that was the mother of Antoninos, and they switched babies. So the little Antoninos was in Rabbeinu HaKadosh's crib. The police came, they checked. They saw that the child wasn't circumcised. Obviously, it was a lie. So he was left alone. Chazal say that when the little Antoninos was in the house of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he nursed from the mother of Rebbe. And that milk, which was the milk of a tzedekes, had such a positive effect on Antoninos. Therefore, after many years, Antoninos was Rebbe's friend. He learned Torah and ultimately converted and was a good Jew. So Chazal say, not only Cholav Mitameh, Chalav Mitaher. And we all know the Bach in Hilchos Berachos HaPeres, when the Bach says that eating peres that have kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We're not dealing with kachim. We're not dealing with truma. Perot sherushot. But having kedushas Eretz Yisrael is mekadosh and metayor et ha'ochlim. And therefore, in Berachos Men Shalosh, in the Brocha V'Alamechi, we say, V'nishba V'noicho B'kedusho Uvitahara, because Peres Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha and Tahara. So Keshem Shechalav Metameh, Machalot Asurot Metamtemim Libo Shel Adam, Chalav Metaher. Achilles Mitzvah, whether it's Kachem or Korban Pesach or Matzah or Moror, is Mekadesh. Peres Eretz Yisrael are Mekadesh. And even the milk of its tzedekes has a positive effect on those that partake and consume Dvorim Shel Kedusha, just like Machalot Asurot have a negative effect. Liyosid Lavoi, that's what the Medrash says in Korheles, Perek Aleph. Liyosid Lavoi HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yoytzi Kruz Kol Mishalo Achal Bosachaz Yavo V'yetol Scharo V'yitkapsu Umes Uoylem L'tol Scharam. All the Muslims don't eat ham or pork. Oymer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nistak Ro'e L'Shnei Olamot V'Chozeh V'Omtzi Kruz Sheni V'Omer Kol Mi Shelo Achal Chazi Yenaveh L'Satreif V'Shkotzim V'Remoshim Yavo V'Yitol Scharo. And that line will be far shorter. Let's make sure that we could stand in the second line. The second announcement. Kol Shelo Achal Of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, some of the most important are the lavim of machalot asurot, which have a negative effect, metamtamim libo shel adam. So this is something we should take very seriously. Check what you're eating, check what you feed your children, even the little children. Like the story of Antoninos Verebi. We should all have a good summer a healthy summer, a gesinnte Zimmer, a gesinnte Jahr, Pseudes Teuvis, we are still in Chodesh Nisan. Benisan Igalu, Benisan Atidin Lehigael, we should be Zoichet Ubi as Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bemheiro V'Yomeinu, Amen.